www.thebeatsofmetal.com.
Herman Cain supporters line up and he speaks about the controversy over all these charges of sexual harassment. They're also lining up to support Joe Paterno, but he could be out at Penn State as the Board of Trustees is digging deeper on an outrageous sexual abuse scandal that has engulfed that campus. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I think this is really the biggest story of the last couple of days because it's just so sordid. The details that have come out of what happened to these kids, the abuse at the hands of somebody who was a revered coach at linebacker U, Jerry Sandusky, a trusted man who was the right hand of Joe Paterno, who could have been the next coach of Penn State, was thought to be that guy. And it turns out that he was allegedly raping boys, in the showers. The victims now have doubled. And how long did the abuse go on? That is what a lot of people are questioning. It's one of our major universities, and there are a lot of people who have ties to Penn State, a huge alumni base there. They're upset. They're furious. You can't give back the innocence to any of those kids who were abused. Can't give it back to them. There might be 17 at this point. All at the hands of the defensive coordinator at one time, Jerry Sandusky, for Penn State. A couple of people already have taken the fall, knowing what was going on and not saying anything. We'll see what happens. They've been charged with it. We'll see what happens ultimately when they go through the court system. But what did Joe Paterno know about the Second Mile? It was a charity he founded, Sandusky founded, in the late 70s, and this is how he funneled kids in and out. This is how he found the kids that he abused, that he allegedly abused. So Joe Paterno knows this iconic legendary head coach that his reputation's in trouble and his job is in trouble. He was going to have a press conference, but he was told to cancel it because of some of the legal things that were going on. So the kids on campus, to show their support for Paterno, wrapped around his house late in the evening on Tuesday and outside of Beaver Stadium, because he lives right across from that area too, and there's a big Joe Pa statue. And what happened was the kids were screaming, Joe Pa, Paterno, all that kind of stuff. And it's because the pressure, it's a pressure cooker in Happy Valley right now. And since the university pulled the plug on that planned news conference, it does make you wonder, doesn't it? Paterno just said a few things to reporters earlier in the day saying, hey, I know you have questions. I was hoping to answer them. And we'll do it soon, as soon as we can. But I just can't do it today. I'm not able to do that. Now, he wasn't able to speak, but his son Scott is acting as his voice, as a spokesperson, and he had a few quick things to say since Joe Pa couldn't say anything.
Right now, Joe's going to practice. That's all we had to say at this time. When there's more to tell you, we'll let you know. No one has asked Joe to step down. That's all I can tell you at this time. We have no knowledge other than exactly as everything has always been. Joe is the coach of Penn State, and that's all I can say at this time. When there's more to add, I will.
Yeah, and it's a feeding frenzy because everybody wants answers because it's a sick, sad, twisted thing. Paterno's not the only one, by the way, that's feeling the heat. The university president, Graham Spanier, also would be in the middle of this, too, because there's questions over how he handled this, what did he know, and all that sort of stuff. Because when it first was brought to light, this is what the weird part is about the sick and sad part, to be honest about this whole thing, is the fact that Mike McQuarrie, who is the receivers coach for the Nittany Lions, was a graduate assistant when he accidentally stepped upon the scene back in 2002 and allegedly saw Sandusky sodomizing a 10-year-old boy in the showers at the football complex. First of all, McQueary should have just gone to the cops immediately. Don't tell anyone at Penn State, just go to the cops. McQueary. And this is where Joe Pa would have to go. Supposedly, as the story goes, McQueary told Paterno about it the next day. And Paterno notified two other people who then notified Spanier. Already, what's happened is a couple, a grand jury decided that testimony from two Penn State administrators was bogus, and so they've been charged with lying to a grand jury, with perjury. So they're already in the middle of this. But what did Paterno know? Did he really, you know, McQueary turned to him, said that, and then he tossed it up the line? Well, because nothing happened. Sandusky was still there. 2002 was still on the university campus, using the university campus, all that kind of stuff. You would think that anybody that had any whiff of any of this, that's it. They'd have to be out. How could they not be gone? So you've got the athletic director, Tim Curley, and the VP, Gary Schultz, who are out on bail because they're facing the charges for lying to the grand jury for the perjury. And then it's a question of not, notifying about the crime. But what happens to the rest of the bunch? And do you think they were complicit in this and Joe Pa should be gone, whether he's an icon or not? And is Penn State, because he is, he's Penn State. It doesn't matter. You know, when the mighty fall, it's a horrible thud. But what about all those kids, maybe up to 17, being shuttled through a charity program when really Sandusky was helping himself to these kids is what it is. I mean, why didn't the grad assistant call the police immediately? There's just so many questions about this that just make you shake your head and say, my God, man, we are living in the United States of America. How does this happen? Why wouldn't you just do that? What would any of you would be sickened to be in that situation, to trip onto that situation? And you might have your soul invested in the university where you are. Don't you think you would go, though? Wouldn't you go that step? Of course you would. Matt Millen could barely talk. Here's what he sounded like when he was talking about Penn State.
We all have our own opinions. I have some really strong opinions. I shared them with you this morning. And to be honest with you, and you can probably hear it, and I apologize to you, I get mad. And it's pretty disturbing.
It is. It's a program. It's like family for you, Matt. And you know, I think we all understand that.
Yeah, just it makes you sick to see that this could happen. This is more than just a program. This is more than a football legacy. This is about people. And if we can't protect our kids, we as a society are pathetic.
I agree. The eyewitness should have stopped it, should have called the cops. It should have been done then. There's no defense for that. And then he ends up going up, moving up the ranks, and is the receivers coach now. McQueary made a huge mistake, but so did everybody else up the chain that didn't stop this, didn't report it. They all have to go. Paterno saying he wanted to answer some questions. That's coming up next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Tonight, this is the buzz in the backyard. It really is the outrage of the day. Trust me, there are other things that we'll dive into, big things, like what's happening now in Italy. Berlusconi, easy for me to say, is going to resign after Italy is now sinking faster than Venice. The whole entire country is sinking. So they're in the same boat as Greece. And also, you want to talk about the outrage of the day. Fannie and Freddie Mac and the ridiculous bonuses that they're requesting. Yep, we're spending money like we're on shore leave and we haven't been here in 2 years. We want millions from you, the taxpayers, because we need bonuses. It sounds like the bank's too big to fail because some of the brightest people in the country are handling the problems of Freddie and Fannie. What? It's crazy. Even I caught a little bit of Greta Van Susteren on Fox, and she was going off on that, and I thought, yeah, you're right. I mean, and this is crazy nonsense with the bonuses, and it definitely harkens back to what happened when the banks got the money and then handed out big checks to a few people, and then the tale that was told is, well, we had to have these guys. We had to be able to keep them and attract them. Otherwise, we wouldn't have the right people in place. Oh, my, oh, my. And there is the Herman Cain stuff, too, by the way. And then there is the gaffe where Sarkozy, the French president, rips Benjamin Netanyahu, says he's a liar and he doesn't like him, to Barack Obama, when Obama is asking him to help him and get the Palestinians off his back and not have them ask for statehood or to be recognized, really, at the UN. So there's all kinds of stuff happening. I mean, in every direction. It's like cockroaches. Everybody's scattering. Everybody's scattering the second the lights go on. That's what happens. Well, sadly, it is absolutely no laughing matter about Penn State. It is just, you have no pulse if you don't have any reaction to this. And I think of these boys growing into men, living with what happened to them, sucking the innocence away from them. Just exactly as I feel when I hear about the craziness of the things that have happened forever and a day in the Catholic Church, and then the cover-ups that ensued on so many different levels. So who knew what? There's definitely some cover-ups going on. There's definitely more people that are going to get fired, including Joe Paterno, who, if McQuarrie, as I just mentioned, went to him, told him this, how can he not go? How can not everybody go when you think that Jerry Sandusky was hanging around as of just even a week ago? This guy is out on bail, $100,000 bail. Now we're talking about 17 people that allegedly have been raped or molested by this guy. And you know, the IRS was asked to show some documents about the foundation. They last paid Sandusky in 2007. He got a check for almost $60,000 as a consultant. Yeah. He had to sever his ties once all this stuff broke. Whew. And, you know, the Second Miles website, I went to the website, and if you can go there, although it might have been taken down by now, and I think this may have been reported, but if you go to the website, because I was trying to look up what it was, you look at the board of directors, and you should see the names. You know, you got guys like Franco Harris on there, you got Arnold Palmer's name on there, and of course, because they're helping Joe Paterno, and they're all part of the honorary board of directors. And now more potential victims are contacting the cops over what's, you know, happened. So here's a couple of things. One, here's Joe Paterno saying that he really couldn't say anything. He wanted to have that press conference, but they told him he had to cancel it. He wants to talk to the reporters. Here's how he put it.
Look, I know you guys have a lot of questions, and I was hoping I was going to be able to answer them today. But we'll try to do it as soon as we can. Can't do it today.
All right, so you heard him. Can't do it today. There was a day, though, not too long ago, when Sandusky was stepping away and Joe Paterno retiring, basically, from the spot. And Joe Paterno was talking about his friend. Take a listen to this from the archives.
Jerry's been awfully close to us. Called Jerry, I mean, it's going to be very difficult to think about Penn State football without Jerry Sandusky. Jerry Sandusky has done more than just be a football coach and a great teacher and a great defensive coordinator. He has done some things for the state and the community with the Second Mile Project, where he takes kids and gives them another chance. There's almost 100,000 kids in that program right now. And I think that was one of the reasons he decided this might be the best time for him to get out of it after this year.
All right, there you have it. U.S. Congressman Patrick Meehan of Pennsylvania, by the way, also said that he's asking the Education Secretary Arne Duncan to try to figure out whether Penn State violated a thing called the Clery Act. What's the Clery Act? Who knew? It requires that schools have to publish a report of all criminal offenses that are reported to campus security or local police. But, you know, that's part of the problem. Did this not get reported? And here's a guy, Sandusky, who spent three decades on the staff before retiring in 1999. But here's the thing. He still was at the school. He still was using all the athletic facilities there, where they say he molested several of the boys as recently as 2 weeks ago. He had football camps for kids, for young boys, at the satellite campuses, and he had an office at the complex on the main campus. I don't see how they wiggle out of this. I think more people are absolutely going to go. And one of them is probably Joe Paterno. I mean, there's a lot of loyalty for Joe Paterno. But if the graduate student, as I was telling the story, and as it's been told, went to Joe Paterno, and nothing happened. That didn't get reported, and all this time went by, and all these victims could have been not victimized by Sandusky. Then I think there are a lot of people that are going to kiss their careers goodbye, including that president, Graham Spanier. Matt, you've been following this. Is this not the craziest story? And every single day, almost every hour, there's another weird twist in this saga.
Yeah, definitely. And when you think of just all the schools that have committed NCAA violations, been investigated, the one thing they always say is you can investigate, you know, like Miami say, we'll go investigate Texas and Ohio State and Alabama. You'll find the same thing going on with boosters helping out kids. This is the one scandal where this is a Penn State thing, and it's so unique, and it's not athletes getting paid. It's not money being transferred. It's a, you know, children getting violated by a man in power, and that's it's going to go down as the biggest NCAA scandal ever, and I don't think there's anything that's going to top it.
I agree. I don't see that, and hopefully nothing ever would, because it's just it's just so disheartening. Making lots of grown men cry who were part of the Penn State program and love Joe Pa and probably Sandusky too, because he was right in there with some of the big time names over the years. He was their coach. So it wasn't the players, it was the young boys. And there was this disconnect here. How that happened, it's the same thing. I know I keep repeating myself, but it is stunning. This is just a stunning, stunning thing. And so here's the question. What do you think needs to happen at Penn State? Do you think Joe Paterno gets a pass because of who he is? Do you think there's any way he gets a pass because he could say he pushed it up the flagpole, that was it? Does he get a pass in this situation? I'm going to throw out the digits. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. As I said, certainly there are other things that have happened on the day. I always like to think that America Tonight is about the buzz in your backyard. That's what I say. And it is. And this is the conversation. And you know how I know that? Because I talked to my father today, who doesn't care about sports, doesn't follow sports. And it was the first thing he said to me. And we've been talking about the economy. We've been talking about Boehner and his relationship with Obama. We've been talking about quantitative easing. That's the kind of conversations we have. And what's the first thing he says to me? Joe Paterno, here's what I'm hearing. Here's what they're talking about in Philadelphia. And it's a nightmare. Throw your 2 cents in, 800-259-5791. Meet you in a few.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family.
Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price, and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Ninth win last week, and all of this is unfolding, and it is heartbreaking to a lot of people. Joe Paterno is absolutely under fire over this scandal of this child sex abuse deal, and so is the university president, Graham Spanier. So the question is, does Joe Paterno get a pass? Can he deflect this enough, or is this it? Is he gone? Paterno is a legend, an icon, and untouchable, because there have been people that wrestled with, maybe it's time to get somebody else in. Wouldn't it be great if he retired? He's a legend. We've got a couple of titles, all that kind of stuff. And unlike Bobby Bowden, who was shoved out of Florida State, they couldn't really do that to Joe Paterno. Now, with this situation, it seems almost inevitable. I think it's inevitable that he's out. But maybe you think he gets a pass. I know some people that work in a university atmosphere. I've got a cousin that works on the East Coast for a big college. And the scuttlebutt, the athletic departments that are talking about this, feel like there may be a way for Penn State to circumvent this. And I don't think there's any end around here. You may see it differently. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Andrew in Texas. He gets the first crack at it. Hey, Andrew.
Hi, Kate. I'm a first-time caller. I have a courier service where I go from Austin to Abilene every night, and I listen to you every night. But I've never called before, and I'm going to make it quick before I run into a dead zone here. I just got so upset about it, and I said, you know what, make it short and sweet. No, this guy can't have a pass, even though he's a legend. I think 409th win, it should be his last one. I mean, absolutely not. I mean, how can you not go to the authorities? I'm not talking to campus police. I'm talking to the police. Absolutely not. Can you? I mean, if I saw something like that, or if you saw something like that, I'm sure that you could not sleep with yourself unless you told someone in an authority position. And the cover-up is just unbelievable. And you're absolutely right. This is going to be a scandal that's going to be remembered forever. But you may even they may even have to lay some charges down if the statute of limitations hasn't been ran out or anything. But Paterno might be in trouble, too, because how can he live with himself knowing this? I couldn't. I mean, I'm sure you couldn't either.
No, I could not live with myself. Are you kidding? I don't. If it was my best friend, if it was gut wrenching, it doesn't matter. That you're talking about young boys. You're talking about a trust factor, and that is a massive abuse. It is a criminal act. You cannot ignore that. Immediately, this should have been taken to the police. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Well, you know, and golly, it just kind of sickens me to my stomach because I like Penn State and all, but that's inexcusable. I mean, I'm sorry, Joe, but you got to go. And there may be a chance you may have to go serve a little time yourself if they find evidence that you knew even more.
Yeah, for the cover-up thing. Andrew, a great caller. Call me again. Don't be a stranger. Thanks. Let's move to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate. Joe's out the door. Director of the university is meeting them, and they don't have no confidence in me anymore. So his head's on a chopping block. Won't get cut off.
So. He has to go. Joe has to go. Joe has to go. That's what those students should be screaming.
Yeah, but I see old Herman Cain. He can't tell a different story every time he gets up there now, but. I see he changed his message to 999. It's wine, wine, wine.
So. Oh, ba-dum-bump. All right, you get the credit for that one. He, you know what? He is weathering this. People are lining up behind Herman Cain and saying, "It's he said, she said. Come on, show me more."
He says
he'll take a lie detector test and all this stuff. And here's the bottom line. I really, truly believe this. I'm going to New Hampshire, and I think that we'll be talking to Herman Cain. I think he stays in this game. I don't see him pulling out of this unless he's absolutely forced to. And he's not dropping in the polls yet.
Well, people change when they get in a voting booth. So, you know, they'll think about that, and then they'll probably vote for Mitt Romney, but he ain't that neither. So I guess we're going to vote for Newt.
Well, you know what? Newt Gingrich feels like this is his time. He's said this for a long time. He has the bully pulpit because he's had a lot of airtime where he's been able to talk about different things when it comes to the Constitution and the issues that are happening with the economy, jobs, all that kind of stuff, foreign affairs. And he feels like he is that 64-1 long shot. He's going to come over the turn and he's going to surprise everyone because there is a feeling among a lot of Republicans, anyone but Mitt.
Yeah, nobody get excited about Mitt. So.
Mm-hmm.
I see the one of them courts ruled in Obama's favor of the health care law. And one of the judges is Reagan's appointee. So it sounds like it's going to stay there.
Yeah, because they're talking about, I'm glad you brought that up. See, there's so many things that have happened. That's a big one that with the health care, the constitutionality is being challenged. Now, the Supreme Court... For everybody listening that is concerned about this and confused, the individual mandate, that is going to go to the Supreme Court. They're going to definitely hear it, probably closer to the summertime, maybe May, maybe June. I'd be stunned if it was a little bit before that because of all the cases that they're looking at, but sometime in there anyway. And it depends on what they rule. Is that constitutional or unconstitutional? If it's deemed unconstitutional, forget about the individual mandate. The thing where everybody in the land has to have health insurance, and it'll be affordable health insurance, but if you don't have it, you opt out, you decide you don't want to get it, the boogeyman, namely the IRS, is going to find you and fine you. Find and fine you. And they're already hiring people for those positions. So that's interesting because I talked to somebody a couple of weeks ago about that. They are already hiring people for those spots. So what would happen? Sorry, we don't have that job for you anymore where you have to go after people who aren't picking up health care. But that's huge for the Supreme Court. That part is very, very big. And health care is going to play a part in, I think, what's happening in these upcoming debates. Already it has been discussed, although the major focus has been jobs in the economy. So now with what's gone on with Herman Cain, the economy and money and jobs and blah, 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 and the deficit is supposed to be the focus for the Republican debate on Wednesday. But instead, and this is a CNBC debate that's happening in Michigan. Instead, who knows if you're going to see, because you got the field. You got all of them. Now everybody's in the gate. You have all the Republicans who are going to be together for the first time since all those accusations surfaced about Cain and when he was with the National Restaurant Association. And so I think that's why people are getting on the record. People are, you know, like Mitt Romney saying that the accusations are disturbing, and the former House Speaker Newt Gingrich saying Cain owes the American people an apology. And I mean, everybody's being asked about that. I think in front of this debate, it'll be interesting to see if that even comes out. Since you know, CNBC, it's all about money, and that's what it was supposed to be. They were supposed to dive deeper into 999, flat tax, fair tax, whatever somebody was going to throw out, from Huntsman to Cain to Bachman to Santorum to anybody who is in the race to try to get that Republican nod for the presidency. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens with the first primary in New Hampshire and certainly the caucuses and all of that stuff, where it all falls and if he can blow that out or not. If, you know, weeks go by and it's forgotten, if it's just, you know, water under the bridge. But I don't think so. I think this kind of is going to linger. I think it's going to linger a little bit. Hey, coming up on the flip side, you can give us a call at 800-259-5791 if you want to throw in your 2 cents. Plus, we've got odds and ends, because as I said, you know, believe it or not, I mean, this is the most disturbing, sickening thing, the Penn State stuff. And Penn State, let's face it, you know, behind closed doors, they're discussing Joe Pa's exit. A lot of people think he should get the pass. You heard what Andrew in Texas, going through Texas, had to say and what Rick had to say. I mean, no way this guy... no ifs, ands, or buts. He has to be gone. But believe it or not, there are some other things that affect you and me that have been discussed in Washington, like this debt panel that is weighing the Republican plan on tax breaks. And what's happening with the super committee? I'm looking at my clock. I'm looking at the date. And I'm checking the numbers. The 23rd, the axe will fall on the automatic trigger of a $1 trillion cut. If the super committee doesn't come up with something, and supposedly we were hearing that it was going to be bigger, badder, and more, that more money was going to be cut out, and is really that's what's going to happen, or no? You just have 6 Democrats and 6 Republicans who are taking up time where they could be talking about something else and just wrestling over the same line in the sand over and over and over again. And hey, here's a big one, and we're going to start with this. Eric Holder grilled on the Hill again. What do you think? Why was the Attorney General trotted out? And boy, his tune changing a little bit. He's forgetting dates too. He's very forgetful of dates. That must be a Washington malaise or something about that. You go to Washington and you can't recall anything. You can't recall dates and you can't remember what you said. We're going to remind Eric Holder next on America Tonight.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldway.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
This should never have happened, and it must never happen again.
You could almost take that voice and say, put that over Penn State video and this nonsense that's going on, because there might be 17 accusers. But if you recognize the voice, it has nothing to do with Penn State. That, in fact, tops odds and ends here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. That's the voice of our Attorney General, Eric Holder, who acknowledged serious mistakes. Aha, he had an aha moment in an arms trafficking investigation that allowed, we know, AK-47s and a whole bunch of other weapons to go into the black market, that they walked across the border and then ended up on crime scenes both in Mexico and in the United States, and they're still popping up. We're talking about 2,000 guns, and the purchases of those 2,000 weapons certainly arouse the suspicion of fast and furious investigators, right? But the suspected straw buyers, that's what the whole thing was. Let's go to the straw buyers, see who they are. Of those guns, were allowed to walk out of the gun shops. And they weren't arrested. Instead of being arrested, they weren't arrested. So I could have been one of those buyers. I simply walk in, I get my AK-47s and whatever else, and then I'm out. So supposedly that goal was to track the weapons to gun trafficking ringleaders that were suspected to include, duh, what do you think, Mexico? Who wants guns like that? Drug lords. that haven't been able to be prosecuted. But instead, what happened? It's, you just know that this was going to happen. I mean, you know, what do I know about being with the ATF? Have I interviewed certainly guys who have worked for the ATF in my 12,000 interviews I've done? Have I been on drug busts when I was in TV 3 times? I've seen what that's like. You just wait around forever and then you have the big bust. But with this circumstance, if I'm in a room, if you're in a room, think about it. Common sense. Doesn't common sense prevail here? And we say, how do we get the bad guys? How do we get the cartel? How do we get these straw buyers? I got an idea. Let's supply the guns. Yeah, that'll work. Let's supply the guns. Oh, but what if we lose track of them? And geez, 2,000 of them. So what did they do? They lost track of 1,400 of them. But this is old news, and this is an old outrage for me. I'm sure if we rolled back the tape in our archives, we would find that I went off on this at one point, because I just think it's stupid. It defies what you would think of where you're in a room and you're tossing around brainstorming about how to get the bad guys. Really, that's where it starts. How do we get these drug lords? How do we cut back? How do we protect our citizens? How do we find out who the straw buyers are? All that stuff. Okay, great. But then upon further review, when you're putting your ideas on the big blackboard in the Phoenix office, somebody shoots it down. And when you run it up the flagpole of the Justice Department, they're stunned and think, oh, this is the dumbest idea you've ever had. That's why I find it so hard to believe that Eric Holder really had no idea what was going on, especially since he alluded to it a couple of different times a couple of years ago when it happened in 2009. So here's a little more from Holder as he was testifying again. And as I said, getting grilled by the Senate Judiciary Committee, they're investigating Operation Fast and Furious. And Charles Grassley, the Republican senator from Iowa especially, who's the panel's chairman, he is just flabbergasted by this utter failure by the ATF, by the Justice Department, to be in this situation of this happening. And he's not the only one. I think the entire panel is. But it's a layup to go after him, because who's not going to say that this is ridiculous what happened here and this program should have never been pushed out there anyway. So here's Holder defending himself.
I want to be very clear. Any instance of so-called gun walking is simply unacceptable. Regrettably, this tactic was used as part of Fast and Furious, which was launched to combat gun trafficking and violence on our southwest border. This operation was flawed in its concept and flawed in its execution. And unfortunately, we will feel the effects for years to come as guns that were lost during this operation continue to show up at crime scenes both here and in Mexico. This should never have happened. And it must never happen again. As you all know, the trafficking of firearms across our southwest border has long been a serious problem, one that has contributed to the approximately 40,000 deaths in Mexico in the last 5 years.
Yeah, and you know, the interesting part of that is, too, when you look at what happened in this operation, Mexican law enforcement, they must have fallen down on their side of the job of tracking the weapons when they were told who was coming across the border. You think? How many, I mean, no offense, because there's some great cops in Mexico who usually are killed when they try to go after the drug cartel. Why? Because there's so much corruption. And corruption out of fear and out of greed, it's kind of a combination over the power that the drug cartels have. You think really they're chasing all these cars that are coming in with AK-47s and everything else? And the answer is no. In fact, they're losing the tail they have on whoever. And that's what happened. For whatever reason, they couldn't corroborate what was going on because they didn't know. They weren't able to follow the guns. So it was botched from the beginning. And I've talked about this before on the show. A president, the leader of the free world, is only, just like let's just compare the president to the head of a major corporation, although the jobs are different because you have shareholders when you're the head of a corporation. And when you're the president, you have a lot of lives that you're responsible for, frankly. The bottom line is a president is not on an island by himself. He has to surround himself with the best people he possibly can. And so when you're picking and choosing, if one doesn't work out, you replace him. That would happen in a company. If vice presidents fell down on the job, a smart CEO would have to replace the person. And I don't understand why Eric Holder is still standing, because to me, he's a liability to Barack Obama. And if I were giving out pink slips, and I've said this 2 years ago with some botched things that happened with the CIA and some other things, like Gitmo and all the nonsense that went on there with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and whether or not we're going to try him in New York, and oh, upon further review, we can't do that. I would have gotten rid of Eric Holder. And so this is just another thing that pops up. And what did he know? And when did he know? And he's can't remember dates. And, you know, he regrets it. It's regrettable what happened. Not so much he regrets it, but he said over and over again that this should never have happened. You heard the comment there, and it won't happen. It will never be allowed to happen again. And, you know, the bottom line is somebody has to really take responsibility. Now, one thing Holder did say, which you didn't hear there, is I have the ultimate responsibility for that which happens in the department, but I can't be expected to know the details for every operation that is ongoing in the Justice Department on a day-to-day basis. Well, there's a big mistake there that the head of the department, that the guy who is where the buck stops, is not informed of that operation. How can they not have gone all the way up to the top? That doesn't really make any sense to me. He's right with the nitty-gritty details. I understand that. But not with the idea, hey, we want to pass this. We want to purchase these guns. Here's what we're doing. Here's what we're thinking. The fact that that didn't even get brushed by, find that so hard to believe. So he's going to get grilled until they have to drop it. But he was grilled by the Senate, and that's what he had to say this time around. Seems as though this entire hour has been about whether or not someone's innocent, if they're getting grilled, if they're flip-flopping, if they can't recall details, whether it's a politician, whether it's the attorney general, or whether it's a football coach at a major university who has an iconic reputation and probably goes out with a whimper because Joe Pa has to go. If you have any thoughts on the show and any of the things that we talked about or anything else, your own outrages, please send them to me. All you have to do is go to my website, americatonight.net, click on the email, and you're in.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Oh, just a minute. We are being reduced to reading emails from some jerk like we're in a choir or something. That is absolutely ridiculous to be reading emails from jerks. I read
Matt,
this.
Shame on you. Shame on you for playing dumb. Let me tell you